Excuse me, Dan, you're now connected with Dr. Cheryl Jones. Please go ahead.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
We're going to be recording, and I'm all set if you are.
I'm all ready.
Okay, here we go. Each year, an estimated 220,000 women around the world will be diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. Advanced breast cancer is divided into two groups, breast cancer and locally advanced breast cancer. Women with metastatic breast cancer have an estimated life expectancy of 18 to 30. Joining us on the WDIS Newsline to discuss the latest developments in the fight against advanced cancer, Dr. Cheryl Jones of Georgia Cancer Specialists. Hello, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, how does advanced breast cancer differ from early stage breast cancer?
Well, the main difference is that with early stage breast cancer, there's the opportunity for cure with the adjuvant treatment regimens. When it's advanced or recurrent, we don't have the ability to cure the disease, but we do have treatments that help to improve the patient's quality of life and survival.
Now, tell us about the progress made this year in the treatment of advanced breast cancer.
Yes, the progress this year was discovering that the medication Afinitor, which is an oral mTOR inhibitor, can be added to the endocrine therapy for breast cancer to extend the time that a patient can be on endocrine therapy before resistance.
Well, how does this Afinitor work?
Well, it blocks what's called the mTOR pathway, and that pathway is critical in the cancer cells developing resistance to the endocrine therapy, so the aromatase inhibitor or medications that a patient may already be on to help fight their breast cancer. By overcoming this resistance, they can stay on their endocrine therapies without having to proceed to chemotherapy.
Now, how will this impact patients with advanced breast cancer?
So women with advanced breast cancer that have hormone-sensitive disease are initially started on endocrine therapy, such as an aromatase inhibitor, exemestane. While they're on this medication, with time they will develop resistance. When that has occurred, they've had to switch over to other therapies, often chemotherapy. Now we can add Afinitor and overcome that endocrine resistance, and they can stay on these oral therapies for, you know, up to a year or more longer, you know, and delay the extension into chemotherapy.
Well, this is good news for the patient.
So this is great news for the patient. This improves their survival and their quality of life.
Great. Doctor, if people wanted to get more information about this, is there a way to do that?
There is a way to do that. There, you can check out our website at www.gacancer.com. It has a second opinion or ask the doc section if there's something specific, as well as information on this clinical trial. And also the website breastcancer.org has a lot of good general information for women.
Okay, well, doctor, thank you very much for coming on and talking with us. Do you have any final thoughts you might want to leave with my listeners?
Well, I think that's important in this day and age with all the advancements and opportunities in cancer care, that if anyone has diagnosed with cancer, that they do investigate the opportunities to participate in a clinical trial so we can get these advances discovered into patients as soon as possible.
Doctor, again, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.